President Obama is expected to sign a hotly contested omnibus spending bill to keep the government running through the rest of the year. It's taken some intense political maneuvering to get it through. Joining us with what is in the bill and how it will affect you is Eric Wasson. He's the staff writer for The Hill newspaper. Eric, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Amy.
A lot of veto threats about this bill, that the president is going to sign it after all.
Yes, there was some speculation that actually erupted late Monday night that the president might try to use this omnibus as leverage in the payroll tax fight, but the Office of Management and Budget quickly came out and quashed that idea. It was something that was raised by Representative Alcee Hastings and Representative Louise Slaughter in the Rules Committee. It was kind of a testy Rules Committee battle over whether or not they're going to consider the payroll tax bill per se, and Hastings had raised this idea that Obama might, withhold signing. But I think there just was really never any chance of that. You know, last week, the omnibus was held up in part by the Senate and by the White House in order to put pressure on the payroll tax fight, but that didn't really seem to work. Democrats have sort of been able to argue all year long that it's wrong to play politics with the government shutdown, and once it became clear that they might be losing that sort of moral authority in this, they kind of quickly backed off and cut a deal on those final remaining omnibus provisions and got that over the hurdle.
So what is in this bill then, and how is it going to impact agencies?
It's interesting. Yeah, it's tailored according to the August debt ceiling deal. So the base bill is $915 billion. There's also, another about $126 billion in war funding, which, goes to the Pentagon, but also Homeland Security and the State Department. So this is a trillion-dollar measure, and it funds all the agencies other than agriculture, commerce, justice, transportation, HUD, and NASA, and the science agencies. They were already taken care of in what they called a minibus appropriations bill that passed in November. So all these other agencies would shut down on Christmas Eve if the president doesn't sign it this week. Right now, the government, that part of the government is operating under a continuing resolution that runs through December 23rd.
So we had been under so many different continuing resolutions, but this omnibus, once it's signed, would actually eliminate that, not have to worry about that anymore. Everybody can rest easy. But then there's the next budget that's coming down the pike. What can we expect there?
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting. You know, this is going to be an election year budget proposal from President Obama coming out in late January or early February. And it's going to be interesting. There's some speculation that Obama may finally in it embrace the Deficit Commission, the Bull-Simpson Commission. Certainly he's going to be under pressure from whoever the Republican nominee is, whether it's Gingrich or Romney, who are both tied as front runners now, on the deficit. And certainly, since his last February budget, which was generally panned by everyone, Obama revised that in an April speech and revised it again in September recommendations to the failed super committee. So he'll have to put some more meat on those bones, I think, in that February budget. So we'll see, but there should be an outline for how to deal with all elements of government spending, including entitlements, in that budget.
We are talking with Eric Wasson. He is a staff writer for The Hill newspaper. Also, just to add a layer of complication to all of this, the showdown over payroll taxes, lawmakers in the White House still locked in a stalemate, and that could last to the end of this year. What sort of showdown are we looking at here, and why won't somebody blink?
Someone's probably going to have to blink. There are already whispers about, possible face-saving maneuvers, but yesterday was really a grim day for getting anything done in Congress. One of the people I really respect, Carl Hulse, the Washington editor of the New York Times, said this is like two locomotives crashing in a tunnel. And he had seen a lot of train wrecks at Congress over the years. This was really, really a brutal one. And you again had dueling press conferences between House Speaker Boehner and President Obama. Basically what the House did is it voted to go to conference, a non-existent conference committee at this point, on the Senate two-month payroll tax cut extension, unemployment benefits extension, DOC fix. bill, and the Senate just won't appoint conferees. The House Democrats won't appoint conferees, and you know the White House has said no negotiations on a year-long extension of all these things until the 2 months is done. So it's hard to see how they wiggle out of this without one side or another losing face. So it looks like a real stalemate.
No, so okay, so you do expect somebody will blink, though. It's just they have to save as much face as possible as they're blinking.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that that might be the case. But they also what could happen is that they don't do anything now, and they try to retroactively institute this. Now that may be easier in terms of the payroll tax cut. I mean, people will just see their withholding change after the retroactive goes into effect. But, you know, this is probably really going to impact people who are looking for the extended jobless benefits. I mean, unless those are extended, in some cases, jobless benefits could be as little as 26 weeks as opposed to the 99 weeks that it can be extended to using federal unemployment insurance.
Eric Wasson is a staff writer for The Hill newspaper. Always great having you. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Amy.
And you can find more information here, this interview again, on federalnewsradio.com. It is 7:38, still to come on Federal News Radio, the Defense Logistics Agency implementing a new task manager tracker. We're going to find out how that works. And then industry getting an earful about FedRAMP, the cloud security approval process. We're going to learn from Federal News Radio's Jason Miller what vendors are going to have to know. But first, in the Defense Department, a new look at how the Pentagon will make decisions about buying big business systems. This is the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.